This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to this episode of LabCast. I'm Brendan Knoyer, and today we are joined by social media technologies consultant Jesse Stay. Jesse, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brendan. It's great being here.
Jesse, now you're also the CEO and chief architect at Stay and Alive Productions, and you do a lot of work around social media marketing, social media strategies. And today we're going to talk a little bit about, still, I guess, the relative newcomer on the block in terms of social media, and that's Google Plus. So I guess the first question for you is, what do you like about Google Plus in terms of social media marketing for B2B companies?
Well, the huge advantage to Google Plus is that it's Google. We see that, we're seeing it more and more over and over again as they slowly start to integrate Google Plus into every product that they own. Just today, for instance, I found out that Google is now requiring new users of Google and new Google account users to have a Google Plus and Gmail account as part of their Google account if they're going to create one. Google is now requiring users to have Google Plus as they join. At the same time, just recently, Google launched Google Search with Friends, which enables those with Google Plus accounts to see their friends on Google Plus and the posts of their friends in the Google search results, and it appears just right with the normal search as with every other search entry on Google. So now being on Google Plus as a business is advantageous as a search engine optimization strategy in addition to a social strategy. So there are huge advantages to being on Google Plus as a business right now.
And you touched on a few points right there that I want to get in a little more detail on. The first is as far as being on Google Plus as a business, when Google Plus first launched, it was purely for individuals for personal purposes. And then later on, they allowed the functionality for companies to have their own business pages there. What can you tell us about your perspective as far as from a social media marketing standpoint, the difference between your personal Google Plus page towards a company branded Google Plus page?
Certainly, the personal Google Plus account is intended to be you as an individual. In fact, it's against their terms of service to be an anonymous person under a pseudonym with a traditional Google Plus profile, mm-hmm. with a few slight exceptions. So you want to use your personal Google Plus page or your personal Google Plus account as representing you as a person. So this is an opportunity that the personal Google Plus account from a marketing perspective is an opportunity to expose people within your business. So if your CEO were to have an account, it would be a great way to provide the transparent elements around how your CEO is leading the company. Or maybe you have an evangelist of sorts that represents the company, and they could represent your company and provide evangelism and provide an internal view to the company, which makes it a much more personal view into the company. So that's how you would use a personal account. And at the same time, the personal account can be used with Google Plus Hangouts, which are Google's it's kind of a live video chat that allows up to 10 people to chat in person live with each other. And then you can even have people watch the broadcasts of that as it's happening and chat at the same time. So there's an opportunity for you to use your personal account within Google Plus Hangouts as well to chat with individuals. Now for the business account, it's like a personal account. You set it up. It looks a lot like a personal account. It's set up by a personal account who becomes an admin of that business account, and then that business account can can circle other individuals, and circling in Google Plus is the equivalent of following on Twitter or subscribing on Facebook, or liking on Facebook would be the other equivalent. Mm-hmm. And so that business account can circle other people. I think you're only allowed to circle people that have circled you, but there are great ways with that. That as a business account, you can create separate circles that you can target messages to. And you can do that with a personal account too. You can set up your own hangouts with the business account that bring in individuals from your business into the experience. A business account is going to be a lot more limited, but it's a great way to represent your brand as a more anonymous entity than the personal account, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And you raised an interesting point when you talked about sort of the targeted messaging you can do via circles, and you also drew some parallels to Facebook, which I find interesting because certainly when Google Plus first launched, much more so than Twitter, much more so than LinkedIn, I found, it seemed very Facebook-esque in the way it was set up. It seemed to have a lot more in common. But what I found, and what I still find to some extent, and I'm interested in your take, is that the majority of people that I engage with on Google Plus are there, even when they're talking, personally, they're there with more of a business-driven objective. Lots of marketers, lots of entrepreneurs and people like that, rather than Facebook, where generally it's just friends, relatives. Everyone's on it, obviously, but the way you engage seems to be very different. Have you found that Google Plus has become, much more popular for more business-minded folks?
Definitely. Google Plus has a different audience than Facebook, and you're going to need to take a slightly different strategy than you do on Facebook. Now the strategies you take are going to be somewhat similar to a Facebook page in that you want to engage your audience. You want to get them conversing and commenting and like and plus wanting the post, which would be the equivalent to a Facebook like. But beyond that, your audience is going to be different. Facebook is generally a much more personal audience. When you're targeting on Facebook, you're targeting people and their close family and friends. Whereas on Google Plus, you are targeting, as you mentioned, you are targeting a much more professional and business-oriented audience. Google Plus has a somewhat weighted group of photographers, for instance, is one of their audiences.
Yes, definitely. I've seen that too.
And I think it's just a great opportunity for some of these small businesses out there to get a little more attention towards their brand and to show their expertise and what they can do and how they can do. I think the consulting realm, the professionals that have specific expertise, like photographers, for instance, would be a typical audience for Google Plus. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, that you're starting to see more and more celebrities join Google Plus, as well as journalists. So in many ways, the audience of Google Plus is going to be a lot more similar to the audience of Twitter than it will on Facebook. So your audience is going to be different. Your strategy of posting may be similar, but your audience and your target demographic is going to be much, much different than Facebook.
That's a good point too. Yeah, I think that's definitely kind of what I was trying to articulate there, where yeah, the audience does seem very Twitter-esque, yet the format and setup seems very much like Facebook, and put it together and this is what you have. But still, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who aren't doing it. When it first came out, there was that feeling of, oh, okay, now here's another social platform we have to worry about and that kind of thing. And then there's some people I talk to who just plain don't like it. Is there anything you don't like about Google Plus, or anything that you hope they improve upon as far as like the platform from a business perspective?
Well, from a business perspective, I would like to see the ability – more international support. Facebook has great international support, and this will be more applicable to the larger corporation and larger business than it will small, but still could apply to small business in that Facebook allows you to target to specific locales, specific languages, and specific groups of people around the world. Google Plus offers circling, but you have to select who you want to circle, whereas Facebook will automatically detect the languages that people have set in their settings, and you can target towards that. That would be a great feature for Google Plus to add. At the same time, I think they could really benefit. Facebook has really embraced their platform to enable a custom, they call them custom tabs. They're really links on the left now, where you can create customized experiences within your Facebook page, as well as welcome pages that appear when you go to the Facebook page that you can customize and create your own. Involves you having to have a developer or just a little bit of HTML experience to do, but having the ability to customize these pages would be very useful for Google Plus as well. And I think specifically for that audience, I think it would be really beneficial to be able to just customize that experience a little bit. Just recently, Google Plus allowed multiple admins to be added to a Google Plus page. That used to be a problem. You could only add one admin, but now that's not a problem. So that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. There's one more though that I think would be really beneficial that would put them ahead of Facebook even if they could do, and that is allowing different types of roles amongst admins. So for instance, maybe I have full admin access, but I have someone else who I only want to be able to publish new posts to the page, and I don't want them to do anything else. I should be able to say this person is a publisher. And then maybe I have another person who I want to just be able to moderate comments and be able to delete trolls and stuff like that. Well, that person I should be able to set as a moderator and nothing else, so that they can't update my images or publish new posts or anything like that. They're just there to help moderate. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really beneficial on Google Plus. Not to mention Facebook, but I'd love to see that anywhere I can.
Sure. No, definitely. And it's cool to kind of filling us in on some of those features. Like I said, you know, a lot of people still aren't really – they really haven't gotten their feet wet yet. And as we know, Google's always trying to improve everything it puts out. There's always new updates. So it's interesting to kind of find out as the platform sort of matures some of the different things you can do with it. But, you know, obviously one thing that we've sort of touched upon but haven't really looked at yet as far as Google Plus goes is that, you know, what is Google really when you get right down to it? It's a search engine, and we've talked a little bit about it, but obviously one of the big things when Google Plus first launched was what's going to be the SEO impact in regular search about posts that are tagged plus one, posts that are, you know, from people in your circles, all these different things. Have you done a lot of research, and what can you tell us as far as the SEO impact of Google Plus in terms of you know, the results and page rankings that people find when they search in Google?
Well, it's still very brand new. It was only launched a couple weeks ago, so there aren't a whole lot of research studies out there mm-hmm. at the moment. But from my experience, I've seen that if your brand has a Google Plus page, and my friends have plus one a particular post on your brand's page, and it has to do with the thing I'm searching for on mm-hmm. Google, it will rank higher than many of the other posts generated by computer algorithm sure. that Google is doing. Now, it's not consistent. I'm not sure exactly how they rank that with the other static content.
Sure, yeah, I'll see it sometimes number one, so I'll see it. You know, sometimes it's down in the middle of the page, but it draws your eye because you have, you know, the thumbnails for whoever, whatever the avatars of the people who have yeah. plus one it and stuff like that. That certainly affects clicks. I certainly feel more encouraged to click on something when I see that.
Yeah, certainly. And in many ways, it doesn't 100% matter where it appears on the page. As long as it's on that first page,
right.
It appears. The other thing I've noticed as well on top of that is that in this I have proven is that when you post something on Google Plus that has to do with the things that a person's friends are searching for, it appears within about 30 seconds within the Google search results.
Wow.
Whereas for traditional static content, Depending on what it is and how quick the Googlebot indexes the content, it can be anywhere from minutes after that to even 30 minutes mm-hmm. 30 minutes after that for that content to appear. So it's much more real time. So if you need things to be appearing immediately in search results, Google Plus is a great strategy for approaching that.
Very cool. Well, Jesse, really appreciate you taking the time. Before we wrap things up, I want to give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit more about yourself, some of the work you're doing, and, of course, where some of our listeners can go to find more from you and more information.
Certainly. Well, my full-time experience, I'm actually helping the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the moment with their social strategy, and there's some really incredible challenges with that. It's a worldwide organization with international needs, one of the largest charitable organizations in the world. I serve the Mormon Tabernacle Choir within that, and so there's a Grammy Award-winning organization that I work with. So a lot of really fun challenges I work with on that.
Wow.
But I do a ton of stuff on the side, and that's where Staying Alive Productions comes in, and I help. I'm helping numerous clients at the moment. My specific expertise is within the social design area. And what I try to do is I try to show people how they can build social experiences within the products that they're building. How instead of just adding like buttons and share buttons within your products, how can you bring a person's friends into your product? How can you have a person, when they're there, seeing their close friends and family in that experience? And as they do that, they naturally want to share more. They naturally want to interact with that content more and stay on the site longer. So those are the types of things I help companies with at the moment. Of course, I just finished Google Plus for Dummies, and that's my most recent project. You can buy it on Amazon, and I just before that released a book that's that will really cater to both marketing and developers. It talks in a very simple manner about Facebook development. It's called Facebook Application Development for Dummies.
Very cool, very cool. Well, thank you very much again. We'll certainly provide links for our listeners and readers where they can go to find more information. And yeah, thank you. Hopefully we can do this again sometime soon.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Brendan.